Joining me here at our mobile studio is Amy Patterson, the relatively new executive director of the Monmouth Area Chamber of Commerce. Welcome.
Thank you. It is new. It's month two.
There you go. So, yeah, and coming over from, as we joke, the dark side, of course, being radio.
Yes, the other radio station in Monmouth and Galesburg.
Yeah, I've not heard of them, so I'm not familiar with them.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding. But no, we're glad to have you here. How's it been going in your first couple of months?
Pretty good. The Prime Beef Festival is kind of the last big event that the Chamber's involved in. We help the Prime Beef Festival administer and is their way station for everyone who drops in parade entry forms. And so we gather all the stuff and then hand it over to the committee.
This has been an awfully busy summer for you all with this, the Bacon Fest and all the stuff, the music days downtown and things like that. You probably haven't had much time to sit back and relax, have you?
Well, not a whole lot. Now, Bacon Fest and Market Alley Music Days is part of the Monmouth Business Council, not really part of the Chamber.
Ah, gotcha.
But I'm part of the Monmouth Business Council, so it was me being a part of Bacon Fest and Market Alley Music Days, which are both great events for Monmouth.
Absolutely. So what led you to kind of make the switch to being essentially in charge of the Chamber of Commerce? What made that job appealing to you?
I think it was sort of my dream job as I was thinking about it. I've been in newspaper as well as radio. I was reporter and layout for a very, very long time for a local newspaper, Stark County News.
Yeah.
And covered all of the government events and the school board and the city council and showed up at every festival for pictures. And so I found out I really, really liked engaging with the community and promoting them and felt like promoting our events helped the paper, which made it a better paper, and so I brought that attitude kind of into the radio station when I came, just because I was used to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought the Chamber of Commerce would be a good job. I just never thought the previous director would ever leave.
Previous director, Angie McElwee, who I believe is with Key Outdoor Advertising these days. So what was the one thing that maybe triggered you saying, yeah, I'm going to go for it?
Well, I heard about her resignation. In fact, she contacted me personally just to say, hey, I'm leaving the chamber. And I was like, oh. So then I looked for the job posting to see what that entailed. And I'm like, I think I can do that. I think I want to do that. And I was happy with the radio station. They treated me really, really well. But I had to go for this job that I figured was a dream job, doing things that I love. And a different skill set that maybe I've used before.
I should say that I'm kind of familiar, of course, with the Stark County News, being a native of Kewaunee, but I'm also slightly familiar with your most previous place of employment before that, but that's another story for another day. But
sure.
But hey, that's all right. So
you know Tammy.
No, I don't.
Wilkinson?
Yeah, I do.
Come
know Tammy
now.
Wilkinson. Of course I do. I was thinking Monmouth for some reason.
We were best buds while I was at the radio station.
She's one of the hardest working people in show business, much like you, I'm sure. So.
I don't know how. I think she outworks me, frankly.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Tammy Wilkinson.
I don't know when she sleeps.
Yeah, well, I don't either. But Tammy, by the way, is a reporter for the Kewaunee Star Courier, which is still going strong these days. So what have been some of the things you've tried to work on in 2 months, other than, I imagine, just getting familiar with the business community?
Well, thankfully, with the radio station, I was already familiar with a lot of the business people. And
that had to be a great help, I'm sure.
It did. And a lot of them were really happy with the change. Some of them were uneasy about what the replacement was going to be. So I have been received very, very well by the business community. That's nice. Get to meet those members I haven't met yet with the radio station, so I'm looking forward to that. And I've basically just been absorbing things after another. So I'm trying not to let my brain explode, but after 2 months of all this stuff being stuffed in it, but I'm collaborating and talking with the Galesburg Community Foundation, the Galesburg Chamber of Commerce, West Central Leadership, the Monmouth Professionals, and the City of Monmouth.
I imagine that it's probably to each area's advantage in terms of the Galesburg Chamber and the Monmouth Chamber to kind of work together and that type of thing, right?
Yes. And since we are so geographically close, we share workers, we share business, we share customers, so we thought that would be at least starting to open dialogue to see what we can do for our business members that wasn't there before.
Exactly. What do you see so far as needs? What are there things or concerns that the business community is already telling you about in your short time?
Economic development probably is a hard part. I know my biggest challenge is to make the Chamber of Commerce valuable for both the large members, our large businesses in the area like Smithfield and Cloverleaf, which have a totally different need set than our small little entrepreneurs like Maud Specklebellies.
Yeah.
And you know, Market Alley Wines. So
How do you balance that, do you think?
I haven't figured that out yet. Don't tell anybody.
Your secret's safe with me.
Okay.
For sure, Amy.
And 10,000 people.
Yeah, hey, you know, something like that. Some of them are out here, so, you know, that limits the number of
that's
people
good.
That might have just heard
Come
you,
on down so. To the fair.
Yeah, there you go. So what are some of the positives that you found out in your short time already?
I feel like I have some direct influence on helping businesses get information they need.
Mm-hmm.
If they're like, you know, we don't know who to go for this computer problem. Hey, maybe I have a computer person in my membership that I can steer them to as far as recommendations. Provide educational opportunities and training. And that, of course, more is for the younger, or I should say, the smaller business people might need more education and hand-holding and different stuff like that. We have a job posting page, which also helps. So those are all local businesses, members that call us, and that's free to post. So if you have a job opening, please give us a call. We'll put it up there.
That's probably one of the most important things you can do right now, isn't it, to have that sort of outlet for job postings?
Yes, definitely. And I'm excited and encouraged to work with the city of Monmouth. They're going to be eventually hiring a new permanent administrator,
yeah,
as well as an economic development coordinator. So I'm looking forward to the future working with them and collaborating with them to try to help businesses in the area.
There you go. Before we wrap up then, Amy, any events or special things coming up that the Chamber's involved in?
Thankfully, this will be our quiet season, so I have plenty of time to do a lot of reading and asking of questions. But we always have our monthly luncheon,
yeah,
which is the first Wednesday of every month from 12 to 1. It's held at Sarar's Barnstormer. And you usually have to be invited, so I'm telling everybody, if you're not a member of the Chamber and you'd like to come and see what we're about, come, be my guest. Call the Chamber office at 734-3181. And reserve your spot for October 4th, October 3rd. I can't remember what the first Wednesday in October is.
Whichever one that is, we can go ahead and show up there. How is membership, by the way?
It's good.
Good?
It's very, very good.
Wonderful. All right. Real quick, anything else you want to add before we wrap up here, Amy?
Nope. Just feel free to call the Chamber with any and all questions you might have. I'll try to help you.
There you go. All right. I'm feverishly working to get to my calendar to find out the first Wednesday in October, which is the 4th.
Okay.
So that'll be October 4th at the Barnstormer at what time again?
12 p.m.
Very good.
Yes, please call the Chamber in advance.
And that number once again is?
734-3181.
Amy Patterson, Executive Director of the Monmouth Area Chamber of Commerce. Thanks so much, and best of luck as you continue to get your feet wet in the new gig.
All right. Thank you.